This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Spotify and Pandora may have the jump on their streaming music services, but in terms of rap star royalty, Apple's got Dr. Dre and Tidal has Jay-Z. The mogul from Brooklyn's Marcy Projects launched his new music streaming service called Tidal this week. He's been talking about music delivery systems for a while. Took me 1.8, but I had to get it straight. Get the CD, 12-inch vinyl, get the tape. Jigga, give it food for thought, dog. Get a plate, I get it. Here's some food for thought. Jay-Z hopes that Tidal will beat the formidable music streaming competition by offering high-quality music files to its users, as in the CD or the vinyl, not the tape or the MP3 for that matter. Ian Schur is executive editor at CNET News. He says audio nerds willing to pay $20 a month for Tidal's service, not a huge group.
There are some of us who are audiophiles who believe that this higher quality audio is better, but most people, including, for example, my mother-in-law, probably just don't care. And all they want to do is hear their oldies and hear them as quickly as possible, for as cheap as possible.
How dare you cast aspersions upon your mother-in-law like that?
Yeah, it's a really hard problem. I mean, usually the speeds and the feeds, right? The bigger, better numbers are always what push people. But when it comes to music, that just isn't compelling enough.
Do we think Tidal can actually compete?
It can if there is a larger group of audiophiles out there than we all think there is. But the landscape is littered with people who have failed at this and failed at streaming in general. It is expensive. It's a very hard business.
Jay-Z, though, he's been the head of a label. He's been a musician. Are there things that he brings to the table specifically for this service?
Well, there's one thing he brings that the rest of them don't, and that is him. And it looks like, judging by the people who are hyping this on social media, Kanye West and a few others, those are really popular people. And one of the things that it seems they're going to do is that they're going to actually put out their music ahead of when it's available on Spotify. So if I really got to hear the latest music from Beyonce, I'm going to have to go to this first. That could be compelling. People love to be the first to hear things. They love to be the first to see things.
Ian Schur is executive editor at CNET. Ian, thank you very much.
My pleasure.